الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم My respected ulama, elders and friends, we find in the kitab of Sirat the biography of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an incident that took place in the fifth year of the Hijrah when a group of Yahud, a group of Jews in Medina Munawwara had observed the crushing defeat that the Kuffar had experienced during the time of Badr and then the retreat of the Kuffar forces at the time of Uhud. They had realized and in their hearts that bitter enmity for Islam, that bitterness for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that hatred for the Quran Kareem, and of course when they observed Islam progressing from day to day, their hearts could not perceive that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become dominant. It was their hatred that motivated them to leave Medina Munawwara and proceed on a journey to Makkah. Some scholars of hadith have expressed the view that these were 20 individuals and they were the worst and the most bitterest and greatest enemy of Islam. Nonetheless, they proceed from Medina Tayyiba. And on reaching Makkah, they spoke to some of the leaders of the Kuffar, who were obviously wary about the intention of these Yahud. But nonetheless, when they realized that they have a common enemy, and the enemy was the Deen of Allah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Kitab of Allah, these 20 Yahud would 50 Kuffar of Makkah, all of them go to the house of Allah and they place those napak, those impure chest of theirs against the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in it they vowed that they will never rest and they will never die until they see the deen of Islam being destroyed. Until they see the Nabi of Allah being assassinated and until they see this deen being totally destroyed and wiped off the surface of this earth. Respected and dear friends, let us analyze for a quick second that here is the house of Allah and these are the enemies of Allah and they vow to destroy the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. At that time, what could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have done with these people? Allah would have destroyed them. But the muhaddithin have written that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed them to take this vow. Allah had allowed them to hold hands. Allah had allowed them to put that napak breast and chest of theirs against the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah demonstrates to the world the clemency, the hilm and the tolerance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. My respected and dear friends, many of us as ummatis, as we follow the sequences of events in Iraq, the place, the birthplace of Nubuwat, the birthplace of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and before him Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, and in the many riwayat, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, the birthplace of many awliya, the seat of learning of many sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. We have this feeling, a sensitive feeling in our hearts, some of anger, some of bitterness. And many of us in this process begin to question and ask, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come down? Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had also asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mata Nasrullah, when is the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat going to come down? And Allah responded immediately, Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb, that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close. What we sometimes fail to realize is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had observed great tyrant rulers on this earth. Namrud, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the sovereignty of the entire earth, abused that power that Allah had given him. And he began to say that I give life and I give death. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him at the appropriate time. We find the same with Qarun, the same with Haman, and we find the same with Fir'aun. Then when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had realized that Fir'aun has exceeded every bounds of humanity, when this man has now claimed to be a god and he claims to be Allah, and Musa alayhi salatu wassalam submits to Allah, رَبَّنَا تُمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُوا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, destroy his wealth, seal his heart, and let him see that painful punishment. At that time, Allah Rabbul Izzat responded, قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your dua. Musa alayhi salam makes dua. Harun alayhi salam says Ameen. And Allah says he had accepted that dua. But the destruction of Fir'aun had come some 40 years thereafter. Respected and dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times shows Allah's clemency. Allah shows Allah's tolerance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will undoubtedly keep this deen of Allah dominant on this earth. In one ayat Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. Allah outlines that those who disbelieve, they will spend their path, they will spend their wealth. And Allah says the explicit intention is لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, to stop others from the path of Allah. There may be the element of what is termed as global power, economical supremacy, military supremacy, the clash of civilizations, all that. But Allah Himself has defined in the Quran that the ulterior motive will be to stop people from the ibadat and worship of Allah. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says they will go on spending. And what this all will lead up to, it will become a form of hasrat. It will become a form of regret and sorrow for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the final decree, ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, then they will be overpowered. And Allah had showed that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ. On the Hajjatul Wada, when Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the plain of Arafat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. And Allah ta'ala assured Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on this day now, the kuffar have become despondent. They've despaired and they have become afraid of the deen of Islam. My respected and dear friends, in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown it, and Allah ta'ala will show it again and again. The concept and the situation that we see on this day has been described in the most beautiful words by Allah ta'ala himself, where Allah ta'ala gives man two examples. أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدًا رَابِيًا وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلُهُ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of haqq and batil to you and I. With the little eye that we have, it seems as though the end has come. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described it in the most beautiful terms in the Quran Kareem, where Allah gives the example, and a very simple interpretation of this example is that Allah ta'ala sends down rains. Then we will see as the rain falls, it fills the rivers, the rivulets and the streams and the brooks. And we will always find that as that water flows, scum, foam will always develop on top of the water. The second example Allah ta'ala gives is when we see a blacksmith, or when we see a goldsmith or a jeweler, when he is working with that pure gold, and he needs to remove the scum from that gold or from that metal, he will begin to burn it. And we will always see on top of it the scum and all the filth that will accumulate. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that there will be a time when that scum will have to move away. And of course, the commentators ask us a beautiful question, that what is more valuable in the eyes of Allah, that water or that scum? It seems as though that scum has dominance because it is on top of the water. It seems as though that foam and that scum on top of the metal has dominance over the metal. But in actual fact, it is the water. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that that which is beneficial to man, that will remain on the earth. My respected and dear friends, it seems as though the deen of Allah is maghloob. It seems as though the deen of Allah has become dominant. But in reality, this is a process of elimination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. And the other aspect that we need to understand, that victory, success and failure is the victory, success and failure that has been set down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That criteria in Islam differs from the criteria of the kuffar. For them, global power, geographical power, economical dominance, military supremacy may seem a facet with which they are fascinated with. It will seem that all that, when it is achieved and attained, then that is success and victory. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differs. We will find at the time of Uhud, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes through difficulties. Sahaba becomes shaheed. Some Sahaba are injured. And in that battle, which seemed to be outwardly a loss for the mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest of all martyrs, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. It seems sometimes or ironical that outwardly they seem to be a loss, but in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is a gain. Hazrat Ubaidah ibn Harith radiallahu ta'ala an, he had been injured on the Battle of Badr. His leg had been cut off. And as he leaves with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the battlefield, very close to Badr, this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu becomes a shaheed. Some years later, Hazrat Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling with Sahaba in this area. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum said to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we get the fragrance of musk. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said to them, O my companions, have you forgotten the friend of Allah, Ubaidah ibn Harith, qabr is here. Respected and dear friends, We need to understand that the criteria of haq and batil, the criteria of right and wrong, the criteria of truth and falsehood in Islam will differ from that of the kuffar. At this stage and at this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has shown us some very great signs of Qiyamah. And most of us will understand that the formative signs of Qiyamah will be divided into two groups. One will be the group of Haqq, and the other will be the group of Batil. The group of Haqq, under the leadership of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Imam Mahdi, and the group of Batil, under the leadership of the enemy of Allah, Dajjal. Surah Kahf, which we all understand and realize, is amongst that protective factor that will protect an individual from the fitna of Dajjal. There in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized these two groups. And Allah ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the commentators have explained that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses Nabi Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the message is one of importance. Allah ta'ala says, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. A very brief explanation of this ayat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that there are only two groups on this earth. One group who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuously remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other group. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. That group whose heart is void of the dhikr and remembrance of Allah. Regarding that group who remembers Allah, Allah has commanded even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remain with that group. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited man from following the dictates of those who have become negligent of the dhikr of Allah. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. First Allah says that they follow their own whims and desires, and their affair is one of transgression. The effort of Dajjaliyat has begun almost now a century in the form of Zionism. Respected and dear friends, what is left is the effort of Mahdiyat. That effort of Imam Mahdi, and that is the effort of I'la Kalimatillah, to make an effort for the dominance of the deen and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And respected and dear friends, you and I have this important task, function and duty to become first of all aware of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the same time make others aware of the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and begin to make this effort of Mahdiyat, of guidance, and guide people towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And there is no other path besides this. And together with this, we continue to make dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat give this ummah strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist this ummah. Like in a hadith, Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that as-sa'i ala al-armila wal-miskin kas-sa'i fi sabilillah. That person who makes effort on those women who do not have any support, the miskin, the destitute, is like a person who makes an effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narrator from Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, I heard Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi say that I think Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's interpretation was, is like a person who fasts continuously and stands up in tahajjud continuously. Respected and dear friends, from here we understand that our hearts should feel for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this will come when love and true muhabbat enters the heart of each and every believer. Like the hadith, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Al-mu'minu ma'laf, that a believer is an embodiment of love. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَا لَا يَأْلَفُ وَلَا يُؤْلَفُ. And there is no good in that person who cannot love and others do not love him. So let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat grant this ummah dominance. Allah makes his deen dominant on this earth. Allah give sabr to those who have lost the near and dear ones, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above all accept the blood of the shuhada, and through the sadqa of the blood of the shuhada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives fatah and victory to this ummah. In conclusion, a message from Hazrat Maulana is that alhamdulillah, he is well. He has given salams to all the musallis here, and at the same time he has also expressed his gratitude for all the dua and the yaseen that brothers have been reading, and he has asked and requested that we continue making dua for him. And above all, we should be making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a complete shifa, shifa-e kamila, ajila. Allah ta'ala give him immediate shifa, and Allah ta'ala continue to keep him in good health, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his shade of anwarat upon us for a long period of time. And above all, Allah ta'ala give us in our hearts to make qadr for these great awliya and friends of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.